coffee. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Whiskey One Tap Podcast. I'm your host, Whiskey, and joining me today are my co-hosts, Mikey.
Hello.
And John.
Hello.
Now, if you like our content and enjoy what we do, follow our Instagram page at Whiskey One Tap for future updates on the podcast, as well as what we're doing in our personal lives. So, what the hell are we talking about? We don't have a topic today,
okay,
so...
Okay, I just want to say, next time I'm in a podcast, I'm dual-wielding the fucking slurping with you. We're going to slurp next podcast, me and right, you together. Right. That was fucking epic.
I've been drinking coffee all day,
that
so...
That was a good slurp. Drinking that was a meaty slurp, dude. I enjoyed
coffee.
That. That was good.
Coffee's disgusting, bro.
Coffee's amazing.
Why the hell
dude.
Do I have you on this podcast?
Dirty bean water?
See, it just depends. Good. I like iced coffee, you know? I like the cold coffee. I don't like hot coffee. Hot
right,
coffee,
right.
I don't like that. But if you can give me, like, one of them, like, caramel, whatever the fuck, the ones that are, like, cold and nice and oh.
I could be a barista and a half, dude.
Honestly,
I got you.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, dude, if it's from Black Rifle Coffee Company, cold or hot, it's nice.
Hey. Use code BUCK for 20% off.
Yeah.
Not sponsored, yeah. But...
Not sponsored, but if you want to get a discount on anything, just do that.
So,
but anyway,
Black Panther just died. Black Panther died last night.
Is that I've heard Chadwick Boseman like some sort of story about it, but I didn't realize.
Yeah, he died yesterday from cancer. He died from what? He passed away from cancer.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is at all.
Black Panther. I mean, you probably don't watch the movie, the Marvel movies down in South Africa. That's fine.
Well, no, Black Panther was a big thing. I remember. I just didn't watch it because I don't like Marvel movies.
Hmm.
Oof.
No, I mean, like, I seen a post a while back about him looking very ill.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, people speculated that that was the case, but...
It just sucks, man, because I like Black Panther. It was a good movie.
Weren't
like,
they talking about making a second Black Panther
they
movie?
Were making a, they were making the... They were in the process of making a second one.
Oh, well.
They were in the early stages of making a second one.
Well, R.I.P. So he is dead, right?
He's dead. He's gone. He's Kukumaka. He's gone.
Hakuna Matata in a better place.
It's just crazy to think, man. Because, you know, I heard a lot of stories. Like, because, I mean, this man has had it for a while. And I was reading that he worked through the movies and stuff like that despite of his, like, condition and stuff like that.
Right.
So he, even though he had his condition and stuff like that, he still, like, filmed the movie.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So it's kind of crazy to think about
That's
how someone
fucked.
Can be so strong to deal with that stuff and still do what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, if they're going to do a second Black Panther movie, they could do what they did in one of those in Star Wars where I forgot her name, but Princess Leia, the actor for Princess Leia died, and they sometime half of it they had her play those specific scenes, and then the other half I think they got like some sort of CGI, as well as Star Wars Rogue One they had like a whole,
yeah, that's the,
I think
that's
it was
Disney
a CGI
shit, yeah.
Of the younger Princess Leia.
No, yeah, that's
or
some Disney
they just like...
They own you, bro. They have your voice, your face, they have everything on you, bro. It's Disney. They own you.
What about that, me? But also another thing they could do is just like change up the story. So like they could say that, you know, whoever was the character played by the actor that died, they could pretend that he like died, like was in a massive explosion and his whole body got disfigured and his voice somehow, you know, something like that.
Yeah,
and
but then you couldn't label it as a Black Panther movie.
No, like it's the same character, he just looks and sounds completely different because he went through something horrible, like some life fucking like some massive explosion or something like that.
It just makes it hard. From a story writing perspective, it makes it hard. Because since, like,
yeah, it can only be done in certain cases.
Like, it's already done in the first movie, so it's like, and then, yeah, it's just, it's a whole ordeal. It's crazy to even think about it. Mm-hmm. I barely see this happening. Well, I mean, at least on the movies I watch, you rarely get, like, an actor just die halfway through, like, the movie saga or something like that, and then you have to, well, like James said, with Star Wars, It's Disney, so they might do that, but it's definitely gonna be interesting to see what they do, because Black Panther at one point became like a big part, like Black Panther and Wakanda itself, when it comes to like the Marvel universe or like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it plays a big part in the story, because Wakanda is like that, it's like that one big place in the movies, like. It's where a bunch of the armor, like for example, it's from Wakanda where Captain America's shield gets made, because that's where they make the I forget the name of the metal, but that's where Captain America's shield got made and stuff like that. So it's gonna be interesting to see how they're gonna still implement the whole Wakanda and just the Black Panther kind of character into the movies without the person that played it. I mean, they could just recast it and be like, whatever, just add someone new. But honestly, how many people would be like very upset about that? Imagine the outrage. Oh, you know, and it's insane. It's just crazy to think about that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's quite difficult, but I have to do something about it. But
Cancel. Yeah.
yeah, I mean, if they cancel it, that's a shit ton of money, like just gone to waste, pretty much. I mean, they've already spent so much money on it, probably. Sort of like they have to like just find a way to skip, like hop over that huge problem they have now and do something with it.
Cancer is just one hell of a one. Cancer is one hell of a thing, dude. Honestly,
Yeah, and cancer is not good.
it's just there, and it takes you away. Boom. You just be like that. What do you think, Whiskey?
They do be like that.
No, it's just a unfortunate situation in general, like. I don't know.
Yeah, but one thing I actually like on a more cheery note, I've been playing a shit ton of Bully lately. Do you guys know about Bully? It's like the old Rockstar game released back in 2006,
I don't
where
think so. That's a good game.
you play
You
as a
never
school
played it,
kid.
James? You're a boomer.
Dude, it's fucking like it was my childhood, and I bought it on PlayStation 4 like in 2017, and I played it for a bit, forgot about it. Like I just finished the first chapter. And I forgot about it again, and now I'm playing it once more. I want to get the platinum for it, and it's so fucking fun. I forgot how amazing it was. I feel like a child again, because I wake up every morning and I look forward to playing it. Like I haven't looked forward to playing a game in a long while, and it's a good feeling. I'm glad I can enjoy it again.
Yeah, honestly, sometimes it's hard. At this point, sometimes it's hard finding that motivation to like, oh man, I wanna get home and play this game. For me, that's been honestly, it sounds weird, but that's for me, that's been Fall Guys. It's a dumb game, I know,
It's an
but
amazing game, dude. I love
it's entertaining as all heck, dude.
it. Yeah, it's fine. Like with multiplayer games, like I obviously look forward to playing them with friends and shit like that. But to have a single player game that I don't need to wait for anyone to join me or something like that I can just play whenever I want, whenever I've got time for it, and just enjoy it again. That's something that I've been missing for a long while, and that's why I'm so happy with Bully. Especially considering that I finished it multiple times when I was younger. It's sort of good to like look through the cutscenes and like remember, ah yeah, I remember when that happened. Yeah, shit like that. It's very cool.
Yeah,
I don't even
I
plan
only
with my
played I
life.
played a bit of it. I played a little bit of it, but I never really finished it. I only played with like I think I played a little bit of it on a friend's console once, but I never like actually bought it myself and played it.
Dude, you should get it. Like, you should. I mean, on PlayStation 4, like, it costs nothing. It's a PlayStation 2 game. They just sort of remastered it. I mean, they say they remastered it, but it doesn't look like it at all. Like, the graphics still look just as shitty as they did on PlayStation 2. I don't think they did anything new to it. But it's still just as amazing. Like, I recommend that everyone plays it. It's tons of fun. And it's so stupid. Like, it's that typical Rockstar type of humor. And it's perfected in this game. I can't. Amazing. Like, let me actually see how much it costs. I think I can check on PlayStation Store.
Do you have a game that you've been like that you look forward to playing, James?
The new Call of Duty Cold War looks pretty decent.
Honestly, yeah, it looks really
Oh,
good.
yeah, shit.
I was really excited about that because I saw they're bringing back Woods and Mason and all those characters, and I.
Oh, they actually are? Fuck.
Yeah, no, they're bringing out like the aspect of, you know, going undercover type shit, like, you know, the old Black Ops did. And I don't know,
That's
like
funny.
that sort of aspect like really appeals to me anyway, because like it's you're going into a situation and these operations that you're not supposed to be in. You have very minimal support, and like it's just holy shit. Like the first Black Ops focused mainly on
Amazing game.
So, you know, it focused mainly on the fact that you are this this undercover you know, military
Patriot.
dude or whatever. I didn't play too much Black Ops back then, so
You don't, did you not? No,
I can
it's
tell
you,
you the whole
it's.
fucking consensus of it.
Me too, dude. Like,
Please
I
think,
played
yeah,
this shit.
lead with it.
That campaign,
Okay.
I played
So
every single part of
basically.
it 20 times.
Okay, right. So basically what happens is you play as Alex fucking Mason, right? Badass. And in the beginning of the game, you're like strapped to a chair, you're getting electrocuted, you're getting interrogated by this mysterious person. And the main menu of the game is actually the chair you're sitting in, the one that you're getting tortured in. And it's like the interrogation room is the main menu. It's the best main menu ever made, in my opinion. They're asking you about numbers and shit like that. Nothing that you'd understand if you play the game for the first time. And eventually they get you to like tell them where it begins. And as you tell them, you know, the whole story, you play the mission. So you relive everything through Mason. And it starts with, you know, you're supposed to assassinate Fidel
Fidel,
Castro.
yeah.
Yeah, and he, you know, you kill him, well, you think you kill him, and then at the end of the mission, it turns out that you killed a double, and they catch you. You sacrifice yourself for your friends, you know, to get them out of Cuba, and you get sent to a gulag in somewhere in Russia called Vorkuta. And when you go to Vorkuta, you are introduced to Viktor Reznov, the best fucking video game character in the history of video games. You meet him for the first time in the COD franchise in World at War, Call of Duty World at War, in World War II. You play with him through the whole Eastern Front thing. But you meet him in this gulag, and he starts a revolution to get everyone out, and you help him with it. And when you get out, well, you both escape apparently, and then it cuts back to you returning to America, and you meet up with Kennedy in the Pentagon, and they tell you about these three dudes, Dragunov, what's the other guy? It's Dragunov, Krivchenko, and Steiner. They're like the three bad guys of the game, the generic antagonists that you have to chase down, and the rest of the game is you pretty much like finding more out about them. And getting as much intel on them as possible. And as you do those, you just start finding out what happened to you in Vorkuta. Because later on, you find out that you've been brainwashed into killing Kennedy, actually. Like, Mason's mind is completely fucked up because of what they did to him in Vorkuta. They did, like, a whole bunch of experiments on him and shit like that. And it's amazing. I'm not gonna, like, you know, give the whole consensus on it because I really want people to find out what it's all about. Actman, actually, it's a YouTube channel called The Actman. He did a video on Black Ops 1, like the story and the multiplayer and the zombies, everything that I really recommend. He goes into detail about everything, and his videos in general are amazing. Like, he makes videos about every COD game. It's pretty good.
That's
Oh
crazy.
yeah, man. I wish they would reboot the Black Ops series, like Black Ops 1 and Black Ops 2. Like, not reboot them, but like
Remaster.
remaster them. Yeah, so they put them into play. Because I mean, they've done it for Xbox, but they haven't done it for PlayStation. And it's kind of sad because, like, honestly, out of all the CODs, the Call of Duty games, I feel like Black Ops 1 and somewhat of Black Ops 2, those were the best, like,
Black Ops 2 was
campaign Call of
amazing.
Duties. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel
But this
like,
is.
you know, this most recent Modern Warfare, the newest one, that fucking campaign literally brought me
Was
back
amazing.
to you know, some of the older Modern Warfare campaigns that I played through. You know, it did have it didn't match the emotion like when you played No Russian or you know at when Shepard betrays you or anything, but It did have some of those aspects a part of it, and it had those moments where you were like, "What the fuck? Like this is happening." Like, and it gave you a warning too. Like, it's not for the faint of heart. When you first boot up the game, but
which I don't think they should do, to be honest. Gotcha.
But in terms of like remastering the Call of Duty series and everything, I think they're slowly getting up to that because you know you've seen Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare remastered, and then now we got a campaign, of Modern Warfare 2. Yeah. I really want to go back to the Modern Warfare 3 days because that was the shit for me. Like, I loved that one. But
yeah. And, you know, like, back when I finished the COD Modern Warfare campaigns for the first time, I was a little fucking stupid kid. You know, Black Ops 1 as well. Like, when I finished those campaigns for the first time back on PlayStation 3, when I was, like, fuck, like, 10, 11, 12, 13, you know, I didn't care about the campaigns as much because I was so young. I didn't really value them as much as I should have. I mean, shit, yeah, I finished most of them when I was 11. And, like, I wish I went through those original campaigns for the first time with a more mature mind so I could actually understand what was going on.
Right.
You know, like, in Black Ops 1, you go to the Pentagon, and when you meet JFK, you know, it doesn't have any meaning for me. It didn't have any meaning for me back then, but now that I know who JFK is and how important he was and shit like that, it would mean so much more to me. And I sort of regret not playing them, you know, like I said earlier, at an age where I was more mature. I could understand that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same here, because when I was sick, I didn't know who they, like, honestly, I should have, but I wasn't the best at school. So, like, for me, I never really understood how this is that's JF Kennedy. That's like an actual president that was, like, the president of the United States at one point.
Mm.
Until I found it out, and then I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, then I was like, oh, damn. That's crazy. Yeah, I was and, like, it hits you hard, bro.
Yeah, and, like, even, like, no Russian in Modern Warfare 2. You know, when I was fucking 11, like, I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm shooting more people. You know, it didn't really hit me at all. Right. Like, I didn't pay attention. Yeah, you know, like, a lot of... That's why I found the whole news reports and shit, you know, they said, oh, this is going to cause school shootings and shit like that, you know, it's going to cause violence. So funny, because kids don't give a fuck about that. It doesn't really change anything in kids, because they're too fucking stupid to understand the real, like, harshness of what they're doing.
The fuck?
Fucking
yeah, I mean, like, I could just imagine you going through that mission and be like, huh, none of these people are shooting back. This is easy.
Yeah. No, like, I obviously knew they were civilians and shit. Like, I wasn't brain dead. But it didn't mean anything special to me. Like, it didn't have the oomph that it would have for, it like, an adult.
Yeah,
like, an adult would play through it and be like, holy fuck, this is fucked up. I'm a terrorist. Where for me, it was just, hey, I'm shooting civilians. I guess I'm the bad guy.
It's,
now. Cool.
It's just another it's just another mission in the game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I think for Modern Warfare... No, continue.
Yeah. No. You say what you want to say.
I think for Modern Warfare 2, it had a pretty big impact for kids in terms of... Because when Modern Warfare 2 was released, that was during the Great Recession and through, like, 2007 through 2009. And if you're not familiar with that, it's like the economy in America had a huge decline. You know, people had lost their jobs, you know, people weren't making enough income and such. So, you know, that's how children coped with, like, a overall shitty experience or time in their in their childhood, because, you know, that's the type of shit that people, you know, had gone through. Mm-hmm. But you know, I watched a video about it. Can I speak?
Yeah, sorry, I thought you paused. Yeah, continue. Jesus. Sorry.
You can have your minute, goddammit.
I'm a real cunt today, sir.
Yeah, I know. You have, like, no fucking filter whatsoever. But anyway, no, like, I watched a video a while back on YouTube, like, how it was labeled, like, how children coped with the Great Recession. And, you know, it brought out all these clips of, you know, people, you know, playing Modern Warfare and experiencing it. Like, fucking Family Guy made a reference to it back in the day. And, you know, there was another clip where it was the original quad first, like, spawn quad kill clip where the guy has, like, a fucking sniper, I think it's, like, the Intervention or some shit, and he just wall bangs, like, four or five people. and everybody is just like, Quan, and it starts screaming and everything. And then it went to clips of kids like at school who were close to the guy, or you know, found that clip online and everything. So though, every time that these kids would go into like a very important meeting or whatever in their school, one kid would just stand up and go, Quan, and everybody would be like, shut the fuck up. Oh, but it's like, no, those are the cool fucking days, dude.
Yeah, and I'm kind of hoping, you know, with the new CODs, like, you know, the new Black Ops and Cold War, whatever the fuck they're calling it. I haven't looked into it, I should. I'm hoping they can, because we're gonna go into another sort of recession now with the COOF, you know, the whole virus I've been hearing about. And we're gonna get, you know, into another sort of recession with it. So I'm hoping, like, the new games coming out could, you know, give us that entertainment we need to get our mind off of things. Like, you know, we're gonna have those vibes again, pretty much. You know, just people coming home after a hard day.
Yeah. You know, well, I mean, just
enjoying some video games.
It's different for people like me and you know, people around our age and everything, because we gotta actually get up and do the jobs, and when, you know, if something like that were to ever happen again, then it's gonna be not even impacted on, you know, our families, but ourselves in general, when you're, you know, like young adults trying to, you know, get a good or better job, like good education, maybe even buy a house. I don't think we're going to go into a great recession anytime soon, because the stock markets in the United States have been pretty fucking good. Though the economy maybe just a little bit, but I don't know too much on that part, but you know, like it's, I'd like to think that we're doing all right.
It could be. I mean, yeah.
With all these shutdowns, and all these states and everything, and a lot of families can't provide for like a family of four, because, you know, if they get a check for $1,200 for a stimulus check, you know, that's not gonna feed a family of four. But
That's why I just don't shut down the fucking economy. Just keep going. Just give people what they need to reduce the chances of getting sick. And just let the economy do its thing, because if you don't, if you pause it at any point, it's gonna fuck it up eventually. Like, it's putting all, and you know, especially with all the, like, I mean, you told me the amount of small businesses that have been shut down in America. Like, right now, we're not really noticing the consequences of that, but we are going to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, this whole decade is gonna be defined by what happened in 2020, like the coronavirus and the effects of it. Like, you know, this is defining the decade. It's pretty shitty. You know, I was hoping something cooler would have, you know, defined the decade, like landing on Mars or something, but turns out it's going to be this. Thanks, China.
Fucking commies. our Asian, like, audience is going to be like, what the fuck, dude? Like, and stop listening to this shit.
I love the Chinese citizens. I wish I could give them guns to overthrow their government, but I just don't like their government at all. Like, Chinese people, fine. I don't have a problem with them at all, but their government, fuck their government. It's horrible. Mm. Horrible. They're very capitalist, actually. Like, they're not exactly communist. Socially speaking, they're very communist, but, like, in terms of economy, they're very capitalist.
Mm.
Like, they do a lot of capitalist practices. It's just the social stuff where they have a tight leash on everyone.
I think we're into like the trillions of dollars in debt for China, which is quite like, holy shit. It's like, I think we're signing a blank check at this point. But you know, a lot of people have been saying like, you know, if we cast out China because of this whole COVID thing, it could screw over us in a sense, because we get a lot of our very cheap products, like toothbrushes. They make iPhones. They make a very big portion of what you have in your house. And, you know, we stop trade with them or go to war with them. I feel like we're going to suffer a little bit because of it.
Oh, we are, definitely, yeah. Oh, definitely, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I really do think, I think the way people are going about stopping China from taking over the world, because no one wants that, you know? I mean, have you seen how they treat their own fucking people?
Mm.
You know, we don't want them to push their ideologies on any other country, and that's what they're slowly doing. They're slowly taking over. And it's important that instead of just trying to halt their progress through the whole world, we should maybe get other Asian countries to dominate the market. So what I think should be done is I think people should start investing into India, trying to get India up to speed with China so that they could produce the stuff that are like sort of menial, because they don't have an ideology that they want to push to the rest of the world. They just want to make money. Or China has both of those goals in mind.
Or steal it.
Yeah, that works too, you know. Just theft. Just war. Commit a massive war crime. That works too.
Stealing what?
I mean, we have a lot of fucking people in India that, you know, run these underground businesses to try and, you know, obviously steal your information and shit. And, you know, that goes into, I wouldn't even think millions, but maybe even less than that. I don't know the numbers on it, but, you know, it does impact a lot of people's lives and shit. But I don't know, yeah, man. Their economy is bad enough that people have to go and do that shit to at least make a living. And it's unfortunate, but.
Yeah. It is unfortunate. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. I just think if they can sort of become the spotlight in Asia instead of China, it would be better. Because I don't want China's economy to be fucked completely, because then it would fuck the people. Like I said, I don't, like, the people are cool. I don't hate any country's people, because then I'd be a fucking racist. Mm-hmm. But I just, the fact that China's government wants to take over everything and push their ideology to the rest of the world, that's the scary part. That's the part that I don't like.
Right.
Yeah.
I just like Japanese culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, like traditional Chinese culture is cool as well. Like, it's good to look into. But yeah, I mean, the whole culture that the government is pushing for is just work for us. And that's basically it. Like, the whole social credit system is disgusting as well.
And that's why Whiskey's doing to us. He doesn't pay us. We do free labor for him.
Dude, yeah, I don't even want to get into the numbers of how much, like, that we've made in ad revenue. But it's not much.
So basically, what we're trying to say, audience, is that you should donate to Whiskey so we can get paid.
Well, no, yeah, there's actually a support button if you go to our our site on the anchor.fm thing, where you can give us like $1 a month, $5 a month. Like, if that's something that you guys are interested in, you want to see more content like this, then that wouldn't be too bad to look into. I'm not saying go and do it, because I like the idea of giving, you know, you guys content, giving the audience content without anything much in return. Yeah. Because
I'm just doing this for fun. Like, even if you made a shit ton of money, I wouldn't want to get paid. This is just something I enjoy doing. Yeah.
I would like to get paid. I need to pay for college.
Well, don't plan on this podcast being it. We're just here to have a good time and give the audience.
It's a passion project, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Puts a smile on our faces.
Right.
Like, by the way, Whiskey, this is good news for you. I'm planning on getting an actual mic, microphone, not one connected to a headset. I've had so many fucking headsets this year. And all of them have been broken, including the one I'm using right now. I can only hear you guys out of my left ear. And sometimes I have to mute fucking Whiskey in the party so I could plug it back in, because I can't hear you guys anymore. It's a fucking piece of shit. I don't mute Whiskey, I mute my mic. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get this expensive, the most fucking expensive headset I can get. Bluetooth.
Oh, no.
So I can just have that, so I know it's high quality and it won't break. Because the headsets I've been getting have been sort of, sort of cheap. Mm-hmm. And I have been having to get so many of them in rapid succession because they're cheap pieces of shit. Or if I just get an expensive one, it'll last me like 3 years, maybe even more, and I'll be happy. I'll be good with that. Because like the one headset I had was the PlayStation Gold headset. You know, the one that, you know, you plug the USB into the PlayStation and it's Bluetooth and shit like that.
Right.
And I treated it like absolute shit. Like, I fell asleep with the thing on, shit like that. Like, its ears fell off. Like, I had to duct tape the stuff back onto each other because they fell off as well. But it worked. It worked perfectly. Since it stopped working like last year, and I got it in 2017, early 2017. Now I treat my headsets like gold and they still break. So if I just get an expensive one that I treat well, it'll last me forever. So I'm going to get that, and then I'm going to get a dedicated microphone. And I'm in for recommendations, because I don't know shit about microphones. So if you can give me a good brand, then I'd appreciate that. And then I'll sound clear on the podcast, and I'm going to start making YouTube videos with that as well.
Yeah, of course.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I wouldn't just look into getting, like, the most expensive headset, obviously. Look for one that has, you know, good reviews and, you know, good... audience behind that who can vouch for it and everything, but
one of my friends has a Razer headset. I don't know what the name of the headset is, but I know it's a Razer. That is also, it's got Bluetooth and shit like that that connects to the PlayStation as well, because some of them have Bluetooth, but they don't work with PlayStation because Sony's a bitch about certain things.
Right.
I'll probably get that one. It's not the most expensive. Like, I just said that, you know, just for emphasis. I'm just gonna get something that's high quality.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm excited for that.
That's good.
It'll be good for the listeners' ears, too, you know, me having an actual good mic and not some fucking shitty headset mic.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you, Mikey.
What happened Mikey? With Mikey? Oh boy.
Tell me he didn't fall asleep again. Oh my god. Jesus fuck. No, he
Christ.
He recently commented on the Instagram. I decided to slide in a little post during the podcast. But no, it was I got new headlights for my Grand Prix.
Well, you're getting pretty nice.
Yeah. Wait, is Mikey here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, fuck you, by the way.
Huh?
You fucking seen better. Yeah, fuck off. Those are good ass headlights.
It's a Grand Prix, bro. It's a Grand Prix.
It is a beautiful Grand. No. Let me. I'm saying my piece right now. Okay. That car is one of the most beautiful Grand Prix that you will ever see. Like, sure, you can look at Grand Prix all day online on Facebook Marketplace or whatever the hell, and you will find that they have around 100,000 plus miles on it, and the whole frame is rotted out and everything, or rusted out, and then they're all beat up and everything. But this one, by the way, when I first got it 2 years ago, it had 16,000 miles on the dot. We're talking about a car that I've had for 2 years. It's 13 years old. It's an 07, and it currently has 35,000 miles. The chances of you finding a vehicle like that are slim to none in the country. You will maybe find a dozen at least.
Since we're getting on that, let's see. What's your favorite car?
Shelby Cobra 427, 1965, manual transmission, drag tires with sky blue. Paint job with white racing stripes. Holy hell. I would kill for one of those things.
What about you, monster?
That is a loaded question. I love cars. Fuck.
Get him a Maserati or a Lambo.
My dad actually had a Maserati. It was a good car.
Shit.
Fuck. I mean, I'd have to say the favorite car that I've been in must be the Lancia. Oh, this is a big fucking word. Lancia Delta Integrale Evoluzione. That's the car.
Fuck. It is the
rally car. It's the rally. I think it's the most. It's the rally car that has got the most wins, ever. And it's amazing. It's a beautiful car. A lot of people say it looks like a Golf Mark I with a body kit. Those people need to get shot in the fucking head. It's a beautiful car. It's amazing. My dad had one for a bit, and it's cool. Like, it's got that typical, like, 90s rally car production rally car vibes, you know, where you can hear everything. Like, hear, you know, the gearbox, and you can hear the engine. Nothing inside the car works, you know, the radio doesn't work anymore, all the electronics are fucked, but the engine and the gearbox are fucking amazing, and they'll never break on you, you know, it's that type of it was a good car.
Yeah, for me, it would have been an Audi R8 or a Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
Teslas are expensive.
Yeah. A beautiful purple and black Audi R8. I would not mind that at all.
Purple and
Oof.
black?
Yeah, purple with black racing stripes on the front. That
Just
would look
staple on a
sick.
fucking Puerto Rican flag on it and you'll be set.
That's I mean that's New Yorker stuff. I don't do that.
New Yorker stuff, damn.
New Yorker stuff?
No, yeah,
Hey.
because there's a lot of Puerto Ricans in New York, and those are the ones to do that shit. We don't really do that. That's cringe.
I like how you
It's
know
cringe.
that, like, right off the bat. It's like, ah, oh, no, Puerto Ricans in fucking New York do that. We don't do that.
Yeah,
But they do.
we don't do that. They do, yeah.
Very
No. That's
specific.
we. That's cringe. That's cringe.
I recently had the chance to get in and do the new 2020 C6 Corvette.
Hey, dude, you lucky prick. Isn't it the C8?
Oh, what's that?
Isn't it called the C8? I think
I think it was a
it's called the
C6.
C8.
I'm pretty
Because the
sure.
2020 Corvette is
I
called the
work it.
C8,
I
I think. But
work
it doesn't matter.
at the
Yeah,
fucking
whatever.
GM. So, yeah, let me look it up.
So, okay, yeah, you know more than. Yeah, okay, I'm not gonna argue. So I
Watch,
heard
I'm just
this
gonna be
joke.
wrong.
So I heard this joke about a friend that was talking
Fuck,
to a
you're
wife.
right. Shit.
Get owned, liberals.
Oh, God damn it.
No, so listen. So, and this is for mechanics out there. I heard this joke about like a friend of mine that was talking to a girl, and he was like, and you know, she asked him what he does for a living, and you know, he for some reason he's a mechanic, by the way, and for some reason he goes like, "Oh, I'm a doctor," just to see what she says, and she was like, "Oh, what do you specialize in?" And he was like, "Oh, I heal Transformers."
Oh my God.
Fucking
Stop.
That's yeah. That's something, all right.
It's fucking rude.
Yeah, dude. My dad used to he'd be a street racer, like the typical fucking Fast and Furious type of thing. He used to be like that. Like we had a 700 horsepower, 700 kilogram car, like a car that was 1 horsepower for like. One for every kilo, there was 1 horsepower. Like it was a 1-to-1 ratio.
Yeah.
Like you know the Koenigsegg 1-1. Everyone's like, oh, it's amazing. Every kilogram, there's 1 horsepower. Yeah, we had a car like that, and it did wheelies. It was insane. It was a Fiat 131 Abarth that my dad put a rotary engine in and turbocharged it, and it was powerful. It was a beast of a machine until my dad crashed it in a tree.
Oof.
And it wasn't as fast anymore, but. Yeah, it was amazing. It was like the front cover of a magazine in South Africa, like a car magazine called Speed and Sound. It was a big thing back then. Loved it. Yeah.
Wow.
Jesus.
I am not
Yeah.
cultured enough.
This is going off topic, but I don't know if you guys want to
Okay.
talk about some recent shit that's been going on in the US.
Like what?
And Kenosha.
That kid? Oh, Kenosha, yeah.
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Kyle Reynolds. Yeah, it's insane. I was watching Donut Operator.
Yes! Thank you,
Same,
my
same.
fucking
I was
man.
also
Yeah,
doing
same.
it. I
Good
was watching
shit.
Donut I was watching Donut Operator break it down, and it's
Yeah,
insane
he
because
does
it's
a good
like,
fucking job.
yeah, because
Yeah,
I
he
was
made an update video actually, yeah.
and it's kind of crazy to look at it because I mean I can understand it, you know. You gotta look at it from both perspectives, but it's still, you sh it, like, it's breaking the law either way. Either way, everyone was breaking the rules. First, like, because if you look at it from, okay, look at it from, like, a, like, law enforcement kind of perspective. He wasn't so, like, either way, he wasn't supposed to be having a gun, a whole ass rifle. He's 17, he's not allowed to own one. And
Yeah.
then, you know, not only that, but then cops are over there like encouraging him going in over there with a rifle, playing cop when that's not his job. Like it's cool that you want to be helpful to your community and protect in your own way,
Yeah.
but when you do something like that, you know, putting yourself in that sort of situation when you know you can get hurt and stuff like that, you
Yeah.
know, it's irresponsible. But then you look at it from his perspective. He does this shit, okay? They let him, it's whatever. He does his thing. And then all of a sudden, people are losing their shits. And then all of a sudden, you have a 20 people mob running behind you.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you do that? I don't know, man. Like, I've watched Corleone Noir do a breakdown on it as well, and he's a lawyer, so his take on it was legally done correctly and everything. The only thing that he would get is a misdemeanor for carrying a rifle when another he's 17.
Another thing is, see, I get it. Yeah, it was fucked up. He probably he did it out of self-defense, of course, because, I mean, I would have freaked out, too, if I had, like, 20 people jumping at me at the same time. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, I would have been freaked out. I can't say I wouldn't. But, I mean, what kind of mob do you have to be to running straight on to someone that has that full-on AR?
Right.
And you're just, like, all running at him like, yeah, let's get him. You run out of bullets eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I looked on Twitter, and there's like videos of one of the guys that he shot and wounded still alive. There's a fucking chunk of his bicep just gone, and I'm like, and that would be why you don't rush a man with a fucking AR.
Yeah, they're rushing it, and I'm like, and dude, find he has out. An AR. What are you guys thinking? Like, let the man go. They'll catch him.
Yeah. But I mean, like...
For me, it's just... sorry, continue. Say what you want to say.
So looking at it from all the information that we have gathered and the information that I see and all the clips, and this will differ from what other people believe and what other people think, that's fine. My two cents on it is, if you look at it from the standpoint of legal justification... those people have been shown to be the aggressor in a sense. So let's say Kyle maybe either rushed towards him or proceeded to advance on those people. You know, you can only in a legal standpoint, and this goes for home defense as well, you can't push like, let's say somebody breaks into your house, you can't advance forward on them because that seems like you are the aggressor in the sense. And all the videos that we've seen so far, it has shown that he's been running away from those people, and he didn't have too much of a choice but to fire upon those people. And for the most part, the ones that he had killed had criminal activity and had criminal records prior to it. And it's like, I'm not saying that they deserve to die, but you got to look at like all the facts in this particular situation. You know, it's unfortunate that he put himself in that situation. Personally, I think he probably should have stayed home. But if you're gonna bring out that topic, like, oh, he should have stayed home, then you've got to do that for everybody else who is out there as well. They were out after a curfew that was set by the state saying, hey, there's a curfew and you have to abide by it. If you don't, well, then that's on you.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just insane to look at it because it was like, it was really unfortunate. Because I mean, because like, it's just really, it's a really hard situation to look at because like you said, like you can say that it was his fault, but then he was also getting like, you know, it was like, let's be honest. Had he not done something like that, imagine what they would have done to him if the crowd would have gone to him.
Right.
They could have very well killed him. Mm-hmm. If it would have had it gone more out of hand, they could have beaten him to death.
Yeah.
And you could say they wouldn't have done that, dude. They say it's an angry mob. They I'm pretty sure there would have been like at least two or three idiots in there that would have done something really bad.
You look at all these other instances where, you know, you have all these protesters standing in the middle of the fucking road and people driving, I wouldn't say through them, but trying to get past them in a sense. And sure, you can, there are probably, and I wouldn't say probably, I know that there is some instances where the driver is going full speed through, you know, people like that. One, you got to look at the context of those situations, and two, you got to look at, you know, why they may have done it and everything. We've seen all these people just going about their business and everything who have been beaten up and fucking by to an inch of their life. You know, there was one where a gentleman had crashed his truck, and there was a video on Twitter that has gotten beaten the fuck up, and he got kicked in the face and just beaten down. And it's just like, what the fuck? There's another instance where 8-year-old Sequoria Turner, who was in the back seat of her mom's car driving through or in the midst of a protest, not like full speed drive through, but just trying to like get around it and get out of that situation. Somebody had shot at the car, and she had died during like one of these protests. So it seems a bit odd that we're talking about shit like this when you have innocent, you know, black children at that who haven't been, you know, on the media at all. You know, Black Lives Matter has raised millions of dollars, but you know, I follow their newsletter and they don't mention her name. They don't mention a lot of names because, for whatever fucking reason.
I mean, the thing for me, like, about these riots in general, that's very fucking disappointing, is that you as a person don't need to stand for anything. Like, a majority of these people protesting, not even the rioters, like, rioters aside, I mean, I think everyone can unanimously agree that the rioters are cunts. But when it comes to people just protesting in general, just getting in people's way, it's like, you don't have a responsibility to do this. There's no reason for you to do this. If you can just look with it, because a lot of these people are screaming like, cops bad, you know, and oh, you're a racist because you're a cop and shit like this, where it's, you know, you are being the exact monster that you are fighting against. You are being the monster. You should fucking protest against yourself at this point. You are generalizing a group of people and you're putting them all under the same fucking like definition that you have in your head. All cops bad. You know, it's just like saying, oh yeah, all black people, you know, steal, or all black people are criminals. It's just as fucking bad. It's just as bad as of a generalization. If you could just look within yourself and see, there are things about me that I need to change, and I need to be a decent fucking human being, then you're fine. But don't go to a protest and think you're some higher being that has never done anything wrong in their life, and scream at everyone for being bad, when you are literally being just as bad as them, or just as bad as the people that you're making up in your head. That's the part of it that pisses me off so much.
Right. And, you know, I'm not saying that all the protesters are horrible people and everything. We've seen instances.
No, I'm not saying
when
that
this,
either.
Right,
I'm just talking about the ones that are screaming. Yeah.
But I'm just clarifying for the audience and the people that might think that. You know, we've had instances where in my home state, Michigan, down in Flint, when these riots and everything started, you know, coming up, we had it was either the chief of police or it was a sheriff who put down all his riot gear and had his men put down all their batons and everything, and said, "Hey, we're not like the people, you know, with the George Floyd situation and all these, you know, horrible cops that you're saying. You know, we're here to stand together and unite. We're all human. You know, what do you want from us?" And the crowd just said, "Walk with us." And he's like, "Then we'll walk with you. We don't want this to be a protest. We want this to be a parade." And, you know, it's times like those that really make a difference.
Yeah, yeah, shit like that is good. You know, like, I don't want it to seem like I'm calling all protesters bad, but it's just the ones that are shouting at police officers just trying to, like, de-escalate a situation. Like, the one, it was also a donut operator video, so I'm pretty sure you guys are aware of it, but there was one where they were blocking a road for a bunch of, like, emergency services and shit like that. And he was just trying to have a decent conversation with people, and then these people come in and shout at the police officer being so calm with them. Like, I think the donut operator's video was titled "The Calmest Officer in the World" or something like that. And, you know, he was just trying to tell them, you know, please just get out of the way. You know, you can protest at the sidewalk, but don't protest on the road. You're not allowed to do that. And then everyone would just fucking shout at him and say, "Oh, but yeah, you're allowed to take our lives." And so, like, it's like, no, like, this guy, you're generalizing. You're saying that this guy is part of the same circle of the people that have done horrible shit just because he wears the same badge as they do. You know, it's, fuck's sake. That's
unfortunate,
just the part
situation,
that
yeah. No, I've seen that video as well. Like, and for further context and everything is, you know, we have people on this podcast who think differently, who think the opposite. And you know, I'd love to have more people who think the opposite way as well. But it's just something that
so
on this platform that we can generalize and we can hear other people's point of view. So it's not something that that we're just looking all on one side. You know, I definitely like to look on the other side of things. You know, you have people like Steven Crowder who like to do the Change My Mind situation where he likes to sit down, drink his cup of Joe, and have a discussion about these type. Well, yeah, it is mostly water, but
yeah,
you know, I like to hear other people's point of view because it seems more inviting in a sense where it's not like they look on one side of things or just they just bash people with all these facts and everything. I think that's mainly what I feel makes a difference in topics and controversial conversations like this. So
yeah, and you know, like if there was a person in the party that was like, yeah, all cops are bad, I wouldn't like, you know, get angry with them and get heated or anything like that. And I didn't mean to sound so heated earlier about it.
Right.
But yeah, like I would want to have a decent discussion with him as well about it. It's it gets to me sometimes, and I shouldn't let it get to me like it did just now. You know, where it doesn't, it's not really something that bothers me, but it comes off like that because I say it in a very aggressive way, and I need to work on that because I want to have a decent discussion with these people to, you know, get them to just sort of calm down. Because you can have an opinion on cops and everything, like you can think whatever the fuck you want. You know, I'm all for freedom of speech. It's just I just wish I could show them that they're being the hypocrites, you know, so I could just get them to change a bit. Because I don't know. Yeah, it's a tough thing. But you know, with Kyle, what's his surname? Kyle
Rittenhouse.
Something.
I believe
Kyle Rittenhouse. Yeah.
With Kyle, like, I have an amount of respect for him, actually. You know, the fact that, I mean, I know what he was, you know, the rifle he was using was illegal for his age and stuff like that. And I think he should get in trouble for that, obviously. I think the rest of it was self-defense. I don't think he should get in trouble for the other stuff. But if it's found that, you know, if there's enough evidence to back up that he should get more trouble, then, you know, so be it. But I do have respect for him, you know, trying to change things, trying to make sure the stuff doesn't get too far. Because he's not out there shouting at the protesters to stop. He's just making sure things don't go out of hand. Like, there was one video as well. No one actually knew if it was him. There were, like, suspicions that it was him. And I think the suspicions are still on. But I'm, like, 90% sure it was him. You know, a bunch of protesters, like, set a dumpster on fire. And they were about to, like, pull it, you know, into a bunch of police cars. And he got out in a fire extinguisher and he ran to it and he, you know,
that's true. I wouldn't. Yeah, there has been some speculation on if it was him because, you know, it doesn't, with the quality of the video.
Yeah, but whoever did that, like, mad respect, you know, like, people that go out there and don't shout back at the shouters and just make sure that nothing goes too far, I have mad respect for them. Like, you know, they're not the aggregators, they're just making sure that the damage doesn't get too extreme, you know, that they sort of want to keep the peace. You know, a lot of people complain about it and, you know, just sit there and go, riots suck. Where you get some people that actually get the fuck out of their seats and they go to those protests and they make sure the stuff that they don't want to see happen, that they make sure that shit doesn't happen. And I respect for that. And, you know, there will be people that go too far with it and actually, you know, just shoot people they think will do it. And I don't agree with that. But the people that go about it the right way, I have an insane amount of respect for them. You know, sort of putting their words into action.
Yeah, and I personally think that there should be more, you know, police out there in general, like even before or after, you know, these riots had happened. You know, in a recent Gallup survey, it says that like 87% of like Black Americans say that they want more police presence in their areas. And 13% who have good interactions say that they don't think it's necessary. But it's just like, this is a poll that was put into place for, you know, Black Americans, and 87% say that they want more. So I think it's necessary, given all these circumstances and everything, that we definitely need a type of, you know, we need more law and order and justice in this country.
Yeah. Another thing that I'm sort of worried about for America, Black Americans in particular, is that I don't want them to be scared of the police, because your average Black American citizen, you know, just going through his day, when he gets pulled over by a cop for like maybe speeding or maybe his, you know, license plate, you know, anything like that, anything that's sort of nothing, you know, they'll just get a ticket for it or whatever the fuck. You know, like, some of them are really under the impression that, holy shit, I'm about to get killed by this police officer. Like, some of their attitudes towards the police are that, like, fearful that they're scared it's going to escalate to that point, and that sort of causes them to do shit that might actually escalate it that far.
Mm.
So to hear that 80% of them, you know, want there to be more police presence, that's amazing to hear, because that I've always had this theory that a lot of black people in America are sort of scared of the police. Because of, you know, stuff that happened in the past, like in the 90s or in a lot of the police, there was actual police brutality and stuff like that. You know, with the whole George Floyd situation, like, I'm glad to hear that, you know, that's not necessarily the case.
Right. And, another reason why you might think, why is it 87%? Like, that's just either some made up number or the poll was just, you know, screwed with. It was tampered. But what I believe is, why you don't hear a lot of these things is a lot of these black Americans are not on the news because, one, the left essentially owns the local news channels and everything, and they want to push their own agenda, and they don't want to see the other side of the spectrum, hear what other people who think opposite have to say. And another reason is because the majority of these people who have done that survey and, you know, post positive about the police are not just going out there in those riots and protests because they don't want to put their life on the line, because they think it's dangerous, that they don't want to put themselves in situations like, unfortunately, Kyle Rittenhouse. And, you know, you have a lot of people in these inner cities who are struggling and think that instead of unlawfulness, that they need more of this police presence and everything. So...
Yeah. And if you defund the police, you're going to get less police presence and less training.
Yeah. You know, you're only seeing one... Continue, sorry.
The cops are really important, and no matter, like... Because, I mean, yeah, you know, there are bad cops out there. But honestly, when it comes to the real moments, when you actually need them, like, say, whenever a crime is actually happening, who's going to be there if people are fighting to get rid of all cops?
Right.
Who's going to be the... You know, you can't really complain later, because it's going to be like, oh, you fought for this, you got what you wanted, it's your fault.
Hmm. I think it's only a matter of time, because I think it was either Minnesota, California, or Florida. It's either one of those three that was trying to push this this plan of social workers going out and, you know... going out to all these calls of, like, domestic disputes, suicide, and everything, to try and, you know, get the better half to see, you know, what they can do. And I think it's a funny test in a sense, because let's say, you know, they go to these domestic disputes and everything, and, you know, try and calm it down and everything, and you see a lot of these social workers just dying because they go to these situations. They're going to get to the point where they're going to be like, oh, well, then I think we need to have something for them to defend themselves with, and going to give them a gun. And it's slowly going to turn into rebuilding what the police really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, also the funny, well, not the funny thing, the sort of weird thing to me is how all of these protests started, you know, calling it, because a lot of it is sort of based around racism.
Mm.
You know, with all, I mean, it all started because of the George Floyd situation. And when you look at the body cam footage of, you know, what happened with George Floyd, like, the cops weren't racist at all. Like, they were genuinely just trying to, do their jobs. And unfortunately, the guy that, you know, had, George Floyd on the ground, he put his, knee on his neck accidentally. Like, he didn't mean to do it at all. Like, he was doing CPR on George Floyd later.
Mm.
And he was, like, completely, just, like, he didn't know at all what he had just, you know, worsened. Because George Floyd had problems breathing before he was on the ground. You know, I think he must have had some, you know, seizure or something like that, where he just struggled with breathing. And that, you know, they called an ambulance for him. And, you know, when he was starting to, you know, move around a lot, that's when they got him on the ground. And the reason why he was on the ground for so long, because I remember that was, like, a big question that everyone had, is why did they have him on the ground for 7 minutes? It was because they were waiting for the paramedics to arrive. You know, like they weren't bad people. They were bad cops in a way that they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. Well, the one cop didn't know what he. Well, yeah, both of them. Like the one should have said that. Listen, dude, you've got your, you know, you've got your fucking knee on his neck. But you know, they weren't bad people. They didn't know what they were doing. They fucked up. Yeah. And I believe they should be fired, and they have been fired. But you know, as far as getting trialed for it, like I think it must be identified as accidental. Manslaughter instead of like, you know, intentional or anything like that. But the sad part of it is that these two police officers will never have a normal life ever again. Like if they go to prison, they'll probably get beaten up,
right?
Probably killed. If they go out into normal life again, they'll also probably get beaten up and killed.
Well,
like, you know, they'll never be able to have a normal life again, and I don't think they deserve to be treated that way.
I agree with that, you know, that they'll never be treated the same, but I got curious about this old George Floyd thing. I went out and found the autopsy report for George Floyd. Now I'll show you as well after all this. But he had methamphetamine and fentanyl in his system. Fentanyl, by the way, a grain of rice.
Jesus.
Can kill you. Just a grain of the fentanyl, the size of a grain of rice, can kill you.
Yeah, and I don't think
he had
a grain
more
of
than
rice
that.
Kill you.
So at the end of it, it was proven that he had died for the fentanyl drug overdose. But the knee on the neck did, I would say, assisted in his death, unfortunately. But at the end of the day, I think if he was put, this officer was put on trial because of it. I don't know. I don't think he should be prosecuted, but in a sense, I think all these riots and everything will urge him. It'll urge the notion that he should be prosecuted for it.
And that said, you know, the whole situation is just fucked up in general. You know, George Floyd died. You know, that's tragic. These two police officers will never have a, you know, a normal life ever again. That's also, you know, it's just overall, there's no good ending to this. And, you know, like, fuck, you know, the beginning where George Floyd died was already terrible, and it's just none of this is solving anything. No good has really come out of this. I mean, yeah, BLM got a lot of money, but I don't trust BLM at all. You know, and I don't know. It's all of this. I don't see any good coming out of this at all. It's just going to cause more and more bad shit, especially with the whole defund the police thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a strange times in the United States.
Yep.
Nevertheless, I think we're getting pretty close to the end, unfortunately. Sorry, I guess you didn't get much time to talk, Mikey, because me and John here were just really going into it, and we're like, oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Going ham.
Sorry. But yeah, I guess we'll just have to wait and see in the coming months how this all plays out. But so far,
I mean, for the listeners, if you ever have been thinking about maybe, you know, doing anything close to like rioting or something like that, protesting, just instead of doing that, just look within. Just look within yourself and just make sure that you're not the person that
just ask yourself, what would Jesus do?
No.
Fuck's sake. I'm trying to be genuine here, you cunt.
It'll work.
Yeah, just look within yourself and make sure you're not the people that you're fighting against. Mm. And you'll be fine. Make sure you're a good person. And that's all that matters in the end.
Yeah. Shit, that went deep.
Mm-hmm.
No, but thank you all so much for listening. If you like our content, enjoy what we do, I urge you to check out our Instagram page at Whiskey110. For further updates on the podcast as well as what we're doing in our personal lives. I gotta like write a goddamn script for this at this point. I'm fucking screwing up every minute. But thank you all so much for listening to End It Off. But yeah, we're gonna try and stick to a normal schedule of a podcast every Sunday. Maybe a little something small on Wednesdays, but we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But thank you all so much for listening, and we hope you have a fantastic day. Bye.
Goodbye.
He's into the slurp.